रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 22 23. सो फर्स्ट वील चैंट ऑल द श्लोकास एंड देन वील गो फ्रॉम देयर.
सूत उवाच
एवं धर्मे प्रवदति
सम्राट द्विज सप्तमाः
स सम्राट द्विज सप्तमाः
समाहितेन मनसा
विखेद परचष्टतमा
समाहितेन मनसा
विखेद परचष्टतमा
राजोवाच
धर्मब्रवीषि धर्मज्ञ
धर्मोऽसि वृषरूपद्रक
धर्मब्रवीषि धर्मज्ञ
धर्मोऽसि वृषरूपद्रक
यद अधर्मकृतस्थानम्
सूचकस्यापि तद्भवेत्
राजोवाच
धर्मब्रवीषि धर्मज्ञ
धर्मोऽसि वृषरूपद्रक
यद अधर्मकृतस्थानम्
सूचकस्यापि तद्भवेत्
अथवा देवमायाया
नूनं गतिरगोचरा
चेतसो वचश्चापि
भूतानाम् इति निश्चयः
अथवा देवमायाया नूनं गतिरगोचरा
चेतसो वचश्चापि
भूतानाम् इति निश्चयः
सूत उवाच
एवं धर्मे प्रवदति
स सम्राट द्विजसत्तमः
समाहितेन मनसा
विखेद परचष्टतमा
राजोवाच
धर्मब्रवीषि धर्मज्ञ
धर्मोऽसि वृषरूपद्रक
यद अधर्मकृतस्थानम्
सूचकस्यापि तद्भवेत्
अथवा देवमायाया
नूनं गतिरगोचरा
चेतसो वचश्चापि
भूतानाम् इति निश्चयः
word by word translation. Suta Uvacha.
Suta Uvacha.
Suta Goswami said.
Suta Goswami said.
Evam.
Evam.
So.
So.
Dharme.
Dharme.
The personality of religion.
The personality of religion.
Pravadati.
Pravadati.
Thus having spoken.
Thus having spoken.
Thus having spoken.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Samrat.
Samrat.
The emperor.
The emperor.
Dvijasattamaha.
Dvijasattamaha.
O best among the Brahmanas.
O best among the Brahmanas.
Samahitena.
Samahitena.
With proper attention.
The proper attention.
Manasa.
Manasa.
By the mind.
By the mind.
Vikhedah.
Vikhedah.
Without any mistake.
Without any mistake.
Prayachashta.
Prayachashta.
Counter replied.
Counter replied.
Tam.
Tam.
Unto him.
Unto him.
Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Suta Goswami said, O best among the Brahmanas, the Emperor Parikshit, thus hearing the personality of religion speak, was fully satisfied, and without mistake or regret, he gave his reply. Please repeat. Suta Goswami said,
Suta Goswami said,
O best among the Brahmanas,
O best among the Brahmanas,
the Emperor Parikshit,
the Emperor Parikshit,
thus hearing the personality of religion,
thus hearing the personality of religion,
speak,
speak,
was fully satisfied,
was fully satisfied,
and without mistake or regret,
and without mistake or regret,
he gave his reply,
he gave his reply.
Purport. The statement of the bull, the personality of religion, was full of philosophy and knowledge, and the king was satisfied since he could understand that the suffering bull was not an ordinary one. Unless one is perfectly conversant with the law of the Supreme Lord, one cannot speak such things touching philosophical truths. For emperor being also an equal level of sagacity replied to the point without doubts or mistakes. Word by word of 22. Raja Uvacha.
Raja Uvacha.
The king said.
The king said.
Dharmam.
Dharmam.
Religion.
Religion.
Bravishi.
Bravishi.
As you speak.
As you speak.
Dharmagya.
Dharmagya.
O one who knows the codes of religion.
One who knows the code of religion.
Dharmaha.
Dharmaha.
The personality of religion.
The personality of religion.
Asi.
Asi.
You are.
You are.
Vrishrupadrak.
Vrishrupadrak.
In the disguise of a bull.
In the disguise of a bull.
Yat.
Yat.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Adharma kartaha.
Adharma kartaha.
One who acts irreligiously.
One who acts irreligiously.
Sthanam.
Sthanam.
Place.
Place.
Shuchakasya.
Shuchakasya.
Of the identifier.
Of the identifier.
Api.
Api.
Also.
Also.
That.
That.
Tat.
Tat.
That.
That.
Bhavet.
Bhavet.
Becomes.
Becomes.
Translation. Oh, the king said, O you who are in the form of a bull, you know the truth of religion, and you are speaking according to the principle that the destination intended for the perpetrator of the irreligious acts is also intended for one who identifies the perpetrator. You are no other than the personality of religion. A devotee's conclusion is that no one is directly responsible for being a benefactor or mischief monger without the sanction of the Lord. Therefore, he does not consider anyone to be directly responsible for such action. But in both the cases, he takes it for granted that either benefit or loss is God-sent, and thus it is His grace. In case of benefit, no one will deny that it is God-sent, but in case of loss or reverses, one becomes doubtful about how the Lord could be so unkind to his devotee as to put him in great difficulty. Jesus Christ was seemingly put into such great difficulty being crucified by the ignorant, but he was never angry at the mischief mongers. That is the way of accepting a thing, either favorable or unfavorable. Thus, for a devotee, the identifier is equally a sinner like the mischief monger. By the God's grace, the devotee tolerates all reverses. Maharaj Parikshit observed this, and therefore he could understand that the bull was no other than the personality of religion himself. In other words, a devotee has no suffering at all because so-called suffering is also God's grace for a devotee who sees God in everything. The cow and bull never placed any complaint before the king for being tortured by the personality of Kali, although everyone lodges such complaints before the state authorities. The extraordinary behavior of the bull made the king conclude that the bull was certainly the personality of religion, for no one else could understand the finer intricacies of the codes of religion. We'll take the 23rd also. Athava.
Alternatively.
Deva.
The Lord.
Maya. Energies.
Energy.
Noonam.
Very little.
Gatihi.
Movement.
Agochara.
Inconceivable.
Chetasaha.
Either by the mind.
Vachasaha.
By words.
Cha. Or.
Api.
Also.
Bhutanam.
Of all living beings.
Iti.
Thus.
Nishchayaha.
Concluded. Thus it is concluded that the Lord's energies are inconceivable. No one can estimate them by mental speculation or by word jugglery. Purport. A question may be raised as to why a devotee should refrain from identifying an actor, although he knows definitely that the Lord is the ultimate doer of everything. Knowing the ultimate doer, one should not pose himself as ignorant of the actual performer. To answer this doubt, the reply is that Lord is also not directly responsible, for everything is done by his deputate Maya Shakti or material energy. The material energy is always provoking doubts about the supreme authority of the Lord. The personality of religion knew perfectly well that nothing can take place without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. And still he was put into doubts by the deluding energy, and thus he refrained from mentioning the supreme cause. This doubtfulness was due to the contamination of both Kali and the material energy. The whole atmosphere of the age of Kali is magnified by the deluding energy, and the proportion of measurement is inexplicable. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Madhapandaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Suta Uvacha Evam Dharme Pravadati Sa Samrad Dvijasattamaha Samahitena Manasa Vikheda Paryachashtatama Rajo Vacha Dharma Bravishi Dharmagya Dharmosi Vrasharupadrak Yada Dharma Kritastanam Sucha Kasyapi Tad Bhavet Athava Deva Mayaya Nunam Gatir Agochara Chetaso Vachaschapi Bhuta Nam Itinishchayaha. Suta Goswami said, O best among the Brahmanas, the Emperor Parikshit, thus hearing the personality of religion speak, was fully satisfied, and without mistake or regret he gave his reply. The king said, O you who are in the form of a bull, you know the truth of religion, and you are speaking according to the principle that the destination intended for the perpetrator of the irreligious acts is also intended for one who identifies the perpetrator. You are no other than the personality of religion. Thus it is concluded that the Lord's energies are inconceivable. No one can estimate them by mental speculation or by word jugglery. So now Suta Goswami comes back into the picture. He is answering the questions of all the sages there, represented by Shaunaka Rishi. Shaunaka Rishi is asking the question and Suta Goswami is answering. So here he says that, you know, we saw last 2-3 days we were talking about Dharma speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, and now Parikshit Maharaj starts replying. So that's why it is Rajo Avacha. Raja means king. Parikshit Maharaj starts speaking. And so what is he saying? He again, you know, I keep repeating, he again addresses, you see, even Suta Goswami, while he is replying also, he is telling, oh, best among the Brahmanas, you know, he is just telling Shaunaka Rishi that you are the best, because naturally he is best, that's why he is representing everybody, right? So that is very obvious. So now when Parikshit Maharaj starts speaking, first he identifies who this person is. He says, oh, you are in the body of a bull, you have taken the shape of a bull, form of a bull, but actually by your questions and by everything you said so far, I can understand that you are Dharma. Dharma, personality of Dharma. You know, see, this is, just now I think Bhavana has asked this question, that what is this personality? So for everything there is a cause and there is a personality for that cause. Okay? Or there is a activity and there is a personality who is doing the activity. This is the beauty of Vedic scripture. See, when we say Kali, we say Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the influence of Kali all over. But there is a Kali Purusha also. There is a person who is controlling all that. Same way, Dharma means religion. And Dharma also means Dharma Purusha, the personality of Dharma. Purusha, by the moment we say, it is personality. You know, it's a form. Right? Purusha means a being. A being means has a form, right? Can you have anything, a being, without a form? No. So Purusha means a person. Okay? Go. So Dharma is also a person. That's what it says here. Okay? So he identifies. Haribol, please. Dharma, he identifies Dharma because of one particular symptom here. Haribol. Let me take care of this young guy. So one particular symptom he talks about here, that is, when somebody is doing some ghastly act, like, you know, killing or beating or something, he says the person who identifies that means somebody points out that so and so killed, even he gets the same destination. And that is why he says only Dharma knows this. Parikshit Maharaj has been trained in all the aspects of administration, so he knows what is real Dharma, what is religion. So he says, oh, because you identified like that, because, you know, he did not say that who is hitting him, right? So that means he knows that if he says that, he is in trouble. And that's what exactly Prabhupada is explaining in the whole purport very nicely. It's very, very tough, you know. You see something happening and then you are not supposed to even tell about that. That's something amazing. And that's exactly, when you look back, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says so many times, one who is same, equipoised in distress or happiness, who is not affected by that, he is a real devotee. So in other words, if something is happening somewhere, somebody is doing something, we can help, but we are not supposed to point at it. We are not, if you want to help, help, otherwise it's okay. Don't get disturbed by that. Same way, don't get disturbed by happiness. That is the real taste of a devotee. And this is exactly, you can see that Parikshit Maharaj passes in that taste. He is not saying, he asked, who did this to you? And Dharma is not telling. And so Parikshit Maharaj now understands that, oh, he is Dharma. We are not supposed to even tell that, you know. Here he is giving the example, Prabhupada gave the example of Jesus Christ. You know, he was crucified, but he never complained. The point is of complaining. You know, you may go through. Of course, here Prabhupada is very magnanimous. He is saying that when something good happens, you know, then he says, we give it to God. We give the credit to God. That's for a devotee. Devotee does that. But generally in the normal circumstances, when people get disturbed, they blame the God. And when they get something good, they say, I did it. You know, this is how it is. So this extraordinary behavior, Prabhupada says, you know, it's an extraordinary behavior, right? Otherwise the first thing you will tell is, oh, he killed me. He is beating me. He like that, you know, he will start pointing fingers. But since Bull did not do it, that means he is something special. And that special is, you know, Dharma. Dharma means is very equal to everything. You know, it's like a judge. See? He's like a judge. Judge is not affected. Somebody say, for example, in a court case, a murderer comes, he cries, so many things happen. But that judge does not get involved in that, you know. He's above that and he just takes a decision whether he's right or wrong. So still, if you remember, Dharma posed some questions. Okay? And then he is giving the answer himself. Parikshit Maharaj is giving the answer to all those questions. You know, he said, which theory, you know, people are saying different things, so I am very confused. So, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, this is because the energies of the Lords are inconceivable. What is the word here? Agochara. Gochara means you know. Agochara means you don't know. Inconceivable. It also can be said achintya. Unthinkable. No one can estimate them by mental speculation or word jagrati. See? So Parikshit Maharaj says, after I hear you, I can conclude that whatever you try, you know, whatever word jugglery you do, vachasaha chetasaha, chetasaha, by consciousness, by mind, and vachasaha, by words, inconceivable. This is concluded. Nishchaya. Nishchaya means conclusion. So, this is how Parikshit Maharaj concluded that, and he told Dharma that, don't worry, just take it as it comes to you, you know. But anyway, he says, he still is determined to punish the miscreant, but whom to punish, you are not even identified. So in the next shlokas, we'll come to know about that, okay. I'd like to stop here. Before I stop, there was one question, because it's a general question, so I would like to share with you. One of the devotees asked yesterday, referring to the previous shloka, where it was said that judge for yourself by thinking over all this with your own intelligence. So the question was that if we judge everything by air, then what about the situation where external forces are acting, then how can you do it? So the point is that, yes, if you remember, I have been saying this, there are three types of kleshas: adhyatmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika. So what she is referring to is adi bhautika, the problems created by other living beings in our life, other material things. Bhautika means material, right? But in the same, in that case also, the conclusion is to be drawn by us only. You know, we have to use our intelligence. And of course, if you are lucky enough and you have a guru, then you have to use his intelligence also. You know, guru's instructions at that time. That's why guru is very, very important, you know. You must have either a Shiksha guru and a Diksha guru, or a Krishna is of course Chaitya guru. If you surrender, then he takes over. So I am going to of course reply to her, but I just thought I will share with you that even if something happens according to, you know, like for example, tornadoes and hurricanes and so on, even in that situation a devotee has to know what is to be done, right? That is what, that is meant by use your own intelligence. And devotee's intelligence is always guided by Krishna, because he is surrendered. So his intelligence is not independent of Krishna. The problem is people have their independence, I mean their whole behavior independent of Krishna. And that's where the problem comes. Okay. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.